This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Spending a short period of time working with an ensemble is a musical mingling, according to soprano Dawn Upshaw. When you're able to spend more time with an ensemble, the musical conversation can really grow. That's what she discovered working as an artistic partner with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. That new relationship 6 years ago allowed Dawn to open the door on another musical conversation, one that developed out of an annual Thanksgiving trek to the Jazz Standard in New York City, where she and her children would soak up the sounds of the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra.
While I was sitting listening at one of those performances, I thought, I wonder if she would just consider writing something for me, even though I know I'm not in her world, she's not in my world. So I got up the courage to ask her to consider this. I think at first it kind of frightened her, but then she started thinking that she might really enjoy opening that new door, in a sense. At the time, of course, I had just begun my tenure with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra as an artistic partner, and I knew that I would have this luxury of a new piece written for me every year. Fantastic. And so I asked her to write one. That was the first piece, the Carlos Drummond de Andrade songs.
That piece appears on the first collaborative recording between Maria Schneider and Dawn Upshaw. After the premiere of those stories in St. Paul, Minnesota, Dawn immediately wanted to ask Maria to write a second piece.
And we had talked about a piece for an even smaller ensemble, bringing in some of her own jazz instrumental soloists from her band. I think for a lot of composers, you know, that you need one piece to get the next piece. It's a real journey. So I felt like she was on this journey. She had just begun it. So then that next piece was Winter Morning Walks. Maria was very drawn to the poetry of Ted Kooser, and in particular, these poems that were written on postcards that he sent to a friend of his at a time when he was going through chemotherapy. He couldn't be out in sunlight for some reason. So he would take these very early morning walks before or just as the sun was rising.
Dawn Upshaw freely admits that the song Walking by Flashlight is really a personal favorite.
I don't know how do you put a gem of a song together? There's no magic formula, but this song, it seems to me to be just a gem, something pure and perfect about its structure, the harmonic progression, the lyric, the melody, the pace of it, the peacefulness.
Ted Kooser, Dawn Upshaw, and Maria Schneider have all fought cancer. Dawn's sister Dana lost her battle with cancer shortly after hearing these songs performed for the very first time. It was the last piece on this recording, titled How Important It Must Be, that was the most meaningful that night.
She loved Maria's music, so she was so excited, and it turned out that that was the last concert that she attended. How important it must be to someone that I am alive and walking, and that I have written these poems. This morning the sun stood right at the end of the road and waited for me.
Dawn Upshaw and Maria Schneider with Winter Morning Walks. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.